Hi there, Lucy. I see we're here again on iTunes now.
Yes, absolutely. You're available to download alongside the Beatles and REM, and, you know.
Absolutely.
Other artists are available.
Although unlikely now to be downloaded, so I'm hoping that we'll soon be trending. You
absolutely.
Know, Exmoor Character Cottage, naming lights at long last.
Finally, the fame we deserve.
Yeah, indeed. After the last year, I think, we're going to need our naming lights. So you've got a bit of a cold today.
I have. I've got a little bit of a cold, so there might be a little bit of sniffling in the background and a tad of coughing, but, you know, it's fine.
Mm.
Lemsip at the ready. Lots
well,
of honey.
Indeed.
Exmoor honey, obviously.
Of course. Yeah, Exmoor honey. Well, we'll get that mentioned in the bio as
Absolutely.
Well of this.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to cough, just, you know, wave your arms in the air and I possibly will edit it out or put in the Christmas Outtakes edition, which I'm sure people will be tuning in for.
Yeah, we're saving up for that one already, aren't we? We've got that planned.
Yeah, we have that. So we're now, what, a few days away from reopening? I can't believe it. It's come around really quickly.
Has it? Yes, it has.
Well,
right.
It
feels like it now. There's a little bit of a pressure on, isn't there?
Mm.
Which is nice, because we've had so much time where there's been no stress about anything, so can't wait. We cannot wait. We're all very excited.
Yeah, it does look really good. And I have to say, the garden, and I know we're not going to talk about gardens again,
no.
You know, for our regular listeners, we're not going to go on about gardens, but I have to say, they look superb.
I have to say, I agree.
Yeah.
Rob pleased.
Yeah.
And all the plants we put in, for those who were interested, are doing very well.
Yeah, they seem to be growing.
They are, yeah. That's when they go up out like this. Yeah, they are, and it's all going to look beautiful. It's pretty cold now, though, isn't it? It's not. You don't really want to be out there today.
No, indeed. But I understand that we're going to have some hot tubs bubbling away soon, for our guests.
We are. Steve is out there at this very moment, hot tubbing, cleaning and filling hot tubs.
Well, it's great to see that Steve's actually filling the hot tubs now and, you know, very shortly he'll have his shirt off cleaning them in the beautiful bright blue sky summer here on Exmoor again.
What a thought. Yes, he will. He will. He is out there dressed up to the nines, actually, against the wind, and he is cleaning like mad, cleaning the tubs. We have, as you know, a very strict protocol for tub cleaning, so he's out there doing that. And then they're just about to get refilled, and they take a long time to warm up, as you know.
Mm.
So they're set at 38 degrees. When you filled it, it's about 12 degrees. You've got 26 degrees to heat up. It takes about 26 hours to do that.
Mm. Mm.
That's why it takes a long time to clean those tubs.
Yeah, but they are sparkling.
Yeah. They are. Ooh. They look beautiful. Yes,
yeah.
In unison.
Yeah, they absolutely are, aren't they? They're absolutely wonderful. I've never seen a hot tub like it. Great stuff. Well, that's good. That's good. So when I see those hot tubs ready, I always think we're so close to getting guests back
in. I know. It seems mad saying it, actually, but yes, you know, you get that. You walk past them and they're bubbling away and you can feel the heat coming out. Oh, lovely.
Mm. Yeah, can't wait. No, absolutely.
And not long now. It's Wednesday and they'll be here on Monday morning, some of them, and Monday afternoon the rest.
Great stuff. So first guests arrive, we're full, obviously, for then. And I know there's some availability in April and May.
Yes.
And then we head to what looks like our busiest summer season ever.
Yeah.
Been a lot of conversation in the press recently about holiday hedging.
Yes, the dreaded holiday hedging or double dipping.
Double dipping,
as we call it.
Mm.
Spread betting is another term people use. And basically it's when people are booking more than one holiday for the same week. They tend to be a holiday in the UK and a holiday overseas, but that's not always the case. We've just heard today about people who are booking them looking at the tier system.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody who's got a holiday booked in Scotland, one in the Lake District and one in Cornwall, all in the same week. And it does make it difficult, I think, for people who haven't booked to find availability. And of course, they can't take three holidays in the same week or two. So mostly it's people who have booked a holiday in Spain or Florida or somewhere, and at the same time they've booked to stay in the Southwest or the New Forest. And I can understand why people do it, particularly if they're, you know, school holidays and they're, you know, their time is precious. But it does have an impact on particularly the smaller businesses like ours, where people can cancel up to 48 hours before they come with no penalty whatsoever.
Mm.
And we're left with a week empty.
Mm.
In the peak season.
But you don't think, I mean, personally, I don't think that our customers and our guests are likely to be hedgers in some ways. You know, we've had a protected bookings guarantee for donkey's years. We may not have publicised it as such, but it's always been there.
Yes.
And we've not had this problem before, have we?
No, we haven't seen this, and we didn't see it at all last year. And I think, you know, if you think back to last year, and also all of our summers, when people leave on a Friday morning, they often say, don't they, can I book the same week for next year?
Yeah.
So when we went into this year, 2021, we had a lot of the summer and the half terms and Easter already booked. In fact, all of Easter was booked, and we had some Christmas and New Year as well. And that was all returning guests.
Mm.
Those people are not going to be hedgers. They are people who want to holiday in the Southwest when they book their holiday. And I think you're right. Probably all of our guests are people who are planning to come on holiday and they've booked one holiday. I think this tends to be where you are with a bigger operator, like one of the bigger, you know, TUI or somebody like that, and they're doing these for the first time, no quibble guarantees. But I do think people need to be a little bit careful, because I think you'll find that there probably is some small print where you can cancel if it's a COVID, but you can't cancel just because you feel like it. And you have to cancel by a certain date. So we may get one or two cancellations as a result of that, but I don't think we're going to have a wholesale problem with it at all.
No, I was going to say, we don't suddenly think we're going to have a huge amount of availability suddenly drop in.
I'm just looking at, you know, from, let's say, we're full from May the 23rd pretty much to the end of September. And I'm looking along the bookings, and I can see all the bookings on one screen, and I recognise a good proportion of those surnames. Those people will come. So we may get a couple of people that can't come, and there may be a tiering or, you know, a genuine coronavirus reason not to come. That's different. But I think where people have booked two or three holidays, as long as they're aware of the rules and, you know, and they book in advance, hopefully people will get last minute holidays, those who haven't booked. And, you know, my bank manager hasn't booked a holiday for the summer. And he asked me if I had any availability, and I had to say, well, I haven't, Nigel, I'm really sorry. But this may happen. You might find that, you know, in August there are people that cancel because they're going abroad. I honestly think no one's going to Europe this year. I think it's very unlikely. And okay, it looks like you might be able to travel to Barbados or the Cayman Islands or the Bahamas or Israel. But, you know, there's only so much availability in those places, and the Bahamas and Barbados are hardly, you know, bargain basement holidays.
No, that's right. I mean, obviously my bank manager's over in the Cayman Islands, so maybe I could pop over there and see her. But
stay
at
her enormous villa. If you want to sit on an aeroplane for 12 hours... I'm not sure I do quite yet.
No, and I think that's, you know, that's borne out by the research, isn't it? That somewhere between a third and a half of adults in the UK don't want to be getting on a plane. They don't want to go and queue up at an airport and sit in a departure lounge and all those things that we were used to doing before the pandemic, whereas now it feels just ever so slightly alien.
It does, yeah. And I think there's something about the mask wearing, the social distancing, the queuing with a 2 metre gap. You know, it does feel alien. It feels, you know, last year in January, I came back from Australia and I came through Dubai and everyone was in a mask, pretty much apart from all the Europeans who'd got off the plane, because we had no idea what was going on at that point. And it does look alien. You feel like you're in a movie.
Yeah.
Particularly an airport, which is an alien environment, isn't it? Whereas here, you just get in your car, drive down the motorway, get on the A39 or the A358 and you're here. You don't need a mask.
And I think that's what we have to remember sometimes, because when you're in the thick of it and you're cleaning and you're preparing the hot tubs and we're, you know, polishing high chairs as we've been today, you just don't really, I don't know, in some ways you don't really know how it feels for those guests that will be making that journey on Monday. But we've said it before in the first podcast, didn't we, that last June, when people arrived here, those big beaming smiles on the faces.
Yeah.
I can imagine we're going to have that again.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm speaking to people at the moment this week about their holidays, and there is a palpable sense of excitement. And I have to say, it's not just the guests, is it? You know, our housekeeping team, we call it the changeover crew on our WhatsApp group, don't we? there is definitely a sense of excitement,
yeah.
even about very mundane things like what sandwiches are we having?
Mm.
You know, there's a few sort of fireworks gone off with the thought that we're actually going to be ordering sandwiches because we're going to work.
Mm.
And that, you know, it will be really nice for everyone to be together again.
Mm.
And we are, a really strong, close-knit team. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Despite the cold.
Yeah, I think we all are. And I've just seen that there's going to be some warmer weather towards this weekend, which is fantastic. And then an Arctic plunge for next week. Ooh. So our guests are going to be cozying down, put the blanket around them, and
the
real
fires.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I actually am a big fan of the one in Stone Barn, where we are today, which is one of those electric fires that looks like a real one.
Mm.
And you don't have to clean it out.
No,
which
that's
is
right.
Lovely, or carry the logs in up and down the stairs. So that's a really good feature. And also there is something lovely about getting in the tub when it's really cold outside.
Oh yeah, in the just.
And they'll probably get clear skies, so they'll be able to see all the stars.
Absolutely.
In the dark sky area.
Yeah, well, more on dark skies later, because I know there's some great activities coming up for dark skies in, what, October, November?
There's certainly some good food coming up for dark skies.
God, yeah, I can't wait for that. But don't say too much.
No,
don't
sir,
say too much about
say
that.
Anything.
No, I know that Lynn, our PR guru, is working, beavering away on getting something ready for dark skies.
Yeah. The menu.
Yeah, well, looking forward to seeing Ben. Yes. I can't believe after all this time, I've not actually met him. It's all been done in a virtual world.
No.
So I'm looking forward to tasting his...
We've only ever seen him sort of from the waist up.
Mm.
He might turn out to be really tall.
Yes.
Or really short.
Yes. I have seen photos of him, but maybe we don't dwell too long on the podcast on that. So, well, I suppose we'd better crack on, really. So, hot tub's being done. Tick.
Hot tub's done.
Cleaning starts Friday.
Cleaning start. Well, we, as you know, we have been cleaning.
Mm.
So every month we've been in and done a deep clean. I don't know that it really needed it, but it's been a nice thing to do. Cleaning starts intensely on Friday, and we have a new housekeeper joining on the day, Gail.
Oh, of course,
which
Gail,
is very exciting. I think she's excited as well. And then Friday, by the end of the day, we'll have three beautifully tidy cottages, and then the oval in Dunster we do on a Saturday, as you know.
Yep.
And then, yes, Monday, we'll be welcoming them all in. It will be very interesting to see who gets here first.
Mm.
My money's on the oval in Dunster. And then Steve will be here during the day on Monday to do the hot tub demos. As you know, we do them in person.
Yeah.
So everyone gets a time to answer questions and ask questions and understand how they work.
Mm.
And the health and safety aspects of the hot tubs, which is very important.
It is. Risk assessments will be signed off this afternoon. So that's really good stuff. So thanks for your commitment in getting all the health and safety, all the fire risk assessments.
Yeah, quite a lot. This time.
Certainly were. And the COVID ones, there were quite a lot of detail in some of those COVID risk assessments this time, but I'm confident and that we're green and good to go, as they say.
Yeah, good to go. And we've done the AA one, which I like, because it's a pretty shield. I like the logo.
COVID confident?
That's the COVID confident ones. We've got good to go, COVID confident. We've done the PASC, which is the trade body we belong to for self-catering. So yeah, I think we're good on the risk assessments, and we've also just updated all our fire risks, haven't we?
Mm-hmm,
And our health and safety risks in general, not just COVID related.
Mm.
So I think, yeah, belt and braces it most definitely is.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, when you're here, you don't think about any of those things. You just think about what a lovely time you're having.
Yeah.
And there's so much to do in Exmoor. And in fact, we have republished our activities.
Yes.
We've got 10 activities that we publish, and we leave that on the table, and they're socially distanced things. And we've added the Exmoor Pony Centre this year, so guests can go and have pony rides and pony parties and meet the Exmoor ponies. So that's a really nice thing to do. And
it
is. It's a charity, so we're really pleased to support that.
Yeah, a lot of demand for that, which is really lovely.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that that's in there. And I suppose to wrap up, I should mention about scanning in.
Yes.
Something that's appeared this week in the press, and it is absolutely true. All of our guests, contractors and staff, now need to sign in, or yes, scan in, I should say, using the NHS
QR
app.
Code. Mm. So in every cottage on the table when guests arrive, there is a laminated A4 sheet with a QR code, and anyone over 16 has to sign in on that and scan it on their phone. If not, if they don't have that app, we have to take their details. Yeah. So, as you know, all the guests who come do a pre-arrival call with me, and I've been through that with everybody, and I will continue to do so. Plus, we also have our questionnaire that they complete about COVID. Mm. So, yeah, everywhere you go, you're going to be asked to scan the app.
Yeah.
So you're going to need your phone ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, by law, we are obliged to make sure that you do that. So we will be doing so.
Yeah. Well, it's one extra, if you like, one extra tick in the box, and it helps protect our team and all of our guests as well. Yeah. So it has to be done. Yeah. And well,
and as you said actually earlier, that there are people going around, inspectors, checking with businesses that they are compliant and they're enforcing it.
Yeah.
So if anyone thinks they can rock up and not scan the app, I'm going to hope that everybody does.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to get in trouble for not doing it.
No, God, no, absolutely not. Well, as Lucy said, the QRs will be in each of the cottages. And, of course, our contractors and staff will be doing the same as well. So at least we'll have a complete log of everyone that's been on the premises.
Yes.
So, well, we'd better get back. I know there's a million things to do.
I can hear a hot tub Hoover going in the garden.
Yes.
He's actually kept his top on today.
Yeah, it is a bit nippy.
Pleased to hear. But yeah, I can hear him hoovering. So we are going out to inspect the cleaning.
Yeah.
And then we are discussing the normal operating procedure.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And then that's that done.
Yeah, then we're good to go. Literally.
Literally good to go. Well, good to meet up, you know, for a few minutes today.
Yeah.
I think we're going to possibly be doing a bit of video and a bit of audio on Friday during the big clean.
We're going to be going around and introducing people to some new voices and faces with the housekeeping team, because I think that would be really nice. And obviously, we've not been able to do that before because it's really always been you and me at a safe distance.
Mm.
So this will be the first time that the others who want to do it will do it. Not everybody wants to be heard. Yeah, and then we've got some special guests coming soon.
We certainly have. Yeah, the weddings.
We're doing
podcast coming
weddings
up soon.
And mini moons we're going to be doing. And I was going to make a joke about that, but I shan't. And then we're going to, we've got the CEO of Visit Somerset has agreed to do one.
John Turner.
Ben, our chef, will be doing one soon as well. And shy and retiring as he is, we have persuaded Steve, the hot tub guru, haven't we, to come in.
Yes.
And talk hot tubs soon.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I might leave that one till the summer, though, or to at least some slightly warmer weather. So maybe we could, you know, get some blue skies and even Steve without his top on.
Yeah. At what film?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, with that thought, good to see you again today, Lucy.
You too,
and catch up very soon.
Thank you.
All right, take care.